This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And a good Saturday morning to you. Well, have you had enough wind and high tides this week? Well, have no fear. Conditions are improving, and to help you deal with those residual conditions, we've got a whole field staff of professional anglers, charter captains, marine operators all standing by with some valuable info and intel. And if you have any reports, comments, questions, we ask you to hit us up on our in-studio real-time text line. That sounds pretty fancy, huh? 504-260-1870. Put that in your favorite contacts, and every Saturday morning you can communicate with us via the text line. I do have a question for you. Did you have a chance to listen to my recent interview with Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary Madison Shahan? Well, what is your opinion of the job she's done so far? If you missed that interview, you'll hear some of the highlights today and over the next couple of weeks. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate our new leader of the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries? That text number again is 504-260-1870. Our new redfish regulations in Louisiana have been in effect for the last 2 days. How have, if they've affected your fishing trips at all? How do you anticipate they will? And it is definitely official now. Louisiana will have its first black bear season in decades. I'll have some details if you want to participate, and I got a couple of questions regarding that bear season we need to get answered. Also, where does Louisiana stand on reaching its red snapper harvest quota for 2024? We'll have the latest catch numbers coming up shortly. And two men, one from Mississippi, another from St. Bernard Parish, after trying to cash in on your fish, have earned this week's distinction as our bad boys of the outdoors. And finally, an Alabama man has claimed the National Seafood Recipe Award using trash fish and yard weeds. No kidding. We'll describe this award-winning fish dish. Taking a look at your coastal marine forecast, if you're headed out, I got to tell you, this has also been a tough week, not just for fishermen, for meteorologists. Those pop-up storms and wind directions and speeds had them their heads spinning. Here's the best we can make of what it looks like for the weekend. If you're going offshore, northeast and east winds, 5 to 10, maybe 2 to 3-foot seas. That's for today. On the interior lakes and bays, northeast, east winds, about 5 knots, calling for light winds finally to lay down. Some smooth conditions out there. For tomorrow, easterly winds offshore 5 to 10, 2-foot seas. Definitely a better day to go tomorrow as far as the bumpy seas. And on the interior lakes and bays tomorrow, kind of switching around wind, northwest becoming southeasterly, around 5 knots. So it's light and some smooth conditions will be around. Good tide range. Average tide is 1.8. And the Mississippi River got a little bit of a fall to it, 10.3. And that's got some fish stimulated going on, too, with a little bit of a drop in the river. Not much chance of rain this weekend, maybe 20% tomorrow. But again, there's been pop-up stuff, little pieces of isolated showers here and there. The Gulf temperature climbing, 81 degrees, and interior lakes like Pontchartrain, 86, getting pretty warm in the water. All right, well, we got a whole staff of folks to talk to you about, lots of materials. All we need is you. That text number, 504-260-1870, that's your lifeline to us. And we'll be back to kick it all off with Robbie Campo. He's at Campo's Marine in Shell Beach, and I got to tell you, those of you participating in the Star Tournament, you've been knocking it out down there at Campo's. We'll run down the list of all the people that are on the current leaderboard. We'll also get a report on the fishing and the wind conditions from Robbie right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And let's head on down to St. Bernard Parish, where it's been rather windy and some high tides lately, but I think that's going to be changing effective today. Let's talk to Robbie Campo about it all. Robbie, what's your conditions down there right now, and how's it been during the week? Probably not a whole lot of people getting out to fish, and if they did, they had to find some real protected waters.
Well, you know, Don, the week was really slow. We didn't have a whole bunch of people fishing this week, but the people that did get out, and it was mostly charter captains, they fished redfish up in the marshes, and it was tough fishing. I'm not going to lie to you, but keep in mind, guys, now that the new redfish limits have changed, size limits, everything has changed. So be up to snuff on what's going on with the redfish. At, you know, 18 to 27, no bulls after this. Four, you only allowed four. So keep that in mind. You know, we don't need nobody getting any tickets out there. You know, because those new regulations came in on the 20th. tell you, Don, we have an east wind blowing this morning about, I want to say it's around 7 to 10 miles an hour. It was like this yesterday morning. The guys that tried to get the sound yesterday, it didn't happen. And I tell you the truth, Don, I don't know if that's going to happen again today. You may be able to fish the long rocks, but I think today's going to be another redfish day just because of the way that wind is blowing, the direction of that wind is straight out of the east. So I think it's going to make conditions a little bit tougher to go fish that sound.
I got a question that came in. Somebody's taking their pawpaws fishing, and they're planning to go out of your marina. They want to know if the route's flooded, and will the tide be falling most of the day? The answer to the tide, according to what I see, it's going to be incoming most of the day. And I don't think you've had any road or street flooding down there during those high tides, did you?
Yeah, we did. Florissant, from where they built a hump right there where they used to put the little makeshift rock levee. In Florissant, where the bayou meets the road, that was flooded all the way down, all the way to the drawbridge. But today, no, it's not today. It's all high and dry today. Because I came down this morning, it was the tides are up, but they're not on the road. So, I mean, you'll be fine getting down here. And even driving out the sea, then you'll be fine getting out because the water's not going to come up that high. But we did experience water on the highways earlier in the week. And, Don, when you get these things at this time of the year, it makes a mess. It's kind of like a trial start and pick up everything. So, and I hope that's, this is the last of it, because I tell you, these things are a pain in the butt. But, it keeps you on your toes when you got to go start picking up everything and, putting everything to high ground, and it's a lot to do.
Pre-season drill stuff around here.
You know what I mean? This is actually like a Chinese fire drill when this thing happens. Because everybody's in a hurry, and scrambling to pick up everything, and people picking their boats up and so forth and so on. And yesterday was cleanup day. All the docks are all full of mud. Let me talk about the bait situation for a minute. If you're coming down here this morning, the water that's up in that swamp behind Florissant and all that area back there, we all heard the term the black water, where the black water rolls. Well, that's black water up there right now. And that's where, from these high tides pushing up in there, it's depleted the oxygen in the water. So that water has to come out. So, we are not able to put bait in the tanks down that drop down in the bayou. So we only have bait up top on in our bait tanks that's up top. And we're having to haul water in and put water, good water, in these tanks with the shrimp, keeping them alive. So I think we're going to be okay this morning till about 7 o'clock or so. But if you're coming down after that time. And Don, I'll keep you posted this morning and let you know how we're making out with bait here, because I know people like to fish with live bait, and it's important to fish with live bait this time of the year. There's so many people, but you do have options. If you're coming in on 510, you could stop at Bait Inc. or Mr. Tony Cucci's place behind the Gulf Outlet Marina back there, by the Quality Inn Hotel on Paris Road. So you got options. So make phone calls, people. Find out who's got bait, because we're all experiencing the same thing with this high tides and so forth and so on. So this just doesn't affect, down here. It affects all over. I know Lester's been having the same problem over by Regalese Marina. They were underwater yesterday. So, these high tides are a real pain in the butt for everybody, but we'll get through it, and hopefully we'll get back to normal and people get back and catch some fish.
Robbie, I was going over the star leaderboard, and I got to tell you, your fishermen are sweeping the deal. You've got, according to what I see, first place speckled trout, 6.28, third place speckled trout, 5.00. The trout kayak leader was first place, Landon Compagno, 3.46. Mangrove snapper, looks like Scott Del Buono had a first place at 11.04, third place at 9.54. The sheephead, first place, Jace Guerra, 7.56. And the ladies' speckled trout, Carla Shula's got a 3.46. You guys are knocking it out of the park down there as far as star.
You know, Don, we weigh a lot of fish in here, and it's been fun doing this. You know, we've been doing this probably for the last 4, 5, maybe 6 years here. I'm not sure how long. I can't even remember how long we've been doing this for star tournament, but it's fun to do. And again, if you're not signed up for star tournament, do so. I mean, I wouldn't leave the bayou without having a star tournament ticket in the boat, just because, you know, you never know if you catch that tag redfish. I mean, you know, every time you cast that line out, it could be that fish. So, and you don't want to be that guy that doesn't have that ticket, you know, that tournament entry. So do so. I mean, and you could register before you leave in the morning. And, you know, if you catch that fish while you're fishing, great. But do it before you leave the dock.
You know, it's disappointing when someone catches one of those tagged reds and they're not signed up. But, you know, what about all of the fishermen that catch leaderboard fish in other categories and can't put them on because they're not signed up? You got to turn them away.
That's exactly right. So that's why I tell people, look, if you're not signed up for this, you're crazy. Because the prizes that these people have, you know, and you know, Sam Hopper and Rad Trash, and these guys do such a fine job of putting this tournament on. I mean, you'd have to be almost crazy not to have a star tournament entry for the couple of dollars that it costs. I mean, you know, you spend that money backing up your driveway most days. So, you know, buy an entry and get in it. And look, and something else, Don, make sure you got a CETO membership. A lot of people don't, I know bunches of people that don't have that. It's a great insurance policy. I get nothing out of it but satisfaction knowing that you're going to get back home safe. So the two things that's a must that this time of the year you should have, get them. Because one can save your life and the other one can get you a lot of prizes.
Got it. All right, Robbie, have a good weekend down there. Let's hope the winds don't blow too bad. Fishing gets back up to normal, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later, Don. Bye-bye.
All right, Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. All right, we come back, we're going to hear some of those clips from the interview I did with the Secretary of Department of Wildlife and Fishery, Madison Shahan. We've also got more fishing reports for you, and we've also got some other information to pass along to you. I can't believe this guy took trash fish and yard weeds and won a national recipe contest. Where do you hear it? We'll be back to do it all right here after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. I've been covering the Department of Wildlife and Fishery since the early 1980s. And in recent times, I don't think I've seen the department morale at a lower point. Its leadership, your immediate predecessor, was left with criminal charges. The one before him resigned in disgrace with some mismanagement issues. You come in with a brand new, fresh start. Have you talked to your agency employees and kind of examined what's going on there and how you can help them do their jobs better?
So we've really dove into that with the leadership here at the department and made it a priority that we get our people the tools and resources that they need to be able to do their jobs better every day. And we're working to facilitate that day in and day out. And over time, I think you're going to see a great change and a great shift from this department and be able to really boost that morale.
That was Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary Madison Shahan talking about the morale at the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. I had an interview with her recently. It lasted probably almost 40 minutes. And we got a lot of ground covered, but we plan to get it back on. And you'll hear some more of those cuts today and over the next couple of weeks. And I'd like to hear from you. How do you rate 1 to 10 so far? How is she doing as our new leader of the Secretary of Department of Wildlife and Fisheries? She's young. She's, I would have to say, inexperienced in Louisiana. She is from North Dakota or South Dakota, I believe. I'm not sure which one. I think it was South Dakota. And she's been put in a very important and high-profile job here. And how do you think she's faring out so far? Use our text line, 504-260-1870. And we also take your fishing reports, your questions, your comments. Speaking of fishing reports, got one in from my buddy Blaine Salter. Following up from last week, he said the bottom is falling out fast in the Mississippi, which is a little unusual for this time of the year. But he's got reports late part of this week for freshwater fishing. Lake DeZalman, the fish are holding up really well on the northern end of the lake. Here's a tip. Bring a rake is the new term because you need to fish slightly exposed trees that are covered in lilies. Rake those lilies out of your way and drop it down. It's almost like ice fishing. I've done a little bit of that. South wind has all the lilies north, but that cools off a hot, shallow lake, and this has been the pattern. 1/32nd, 1/64-ounce jigs, slow the fall and fool them through the lilies, and you're going to find some fish. Old River, Morganza, Glenn Davis fished hard yesterday. Only caught two, but both were north of 2 pounds. That's talking Sockeye now. We're about a week out, maybe 10 days of great fishing, as they'll stage under the piers really soon. Last year, they killed them. The patterns are looking familiar. 1/16-ounce, blue and white. Tight lining was the pattern. Glenn saw four other Sockeye hunters, and none had more than five. All were huge fish. Hopefully, the big schools will follow soon. If you're fishing the basin with the river diving down next weekend and the following, maybe the best this year in the Bayou Pigeon and Sorrel area. I got a fishing report fish are being caught in wider waterways like Grand Lake and Catfish, but they soon will have nowhere to hide. The moving, falling water will have the fishing on fire. From Henderson, reports all good. His dad, J.B. Salter, used to say is make sure you bring your own tree. Opelousas Bay under the interstate, fish are staging. And here's another tip. If the spray paint is on the columns, there's brush pile indicators. They'll find that with your live scope if you got one. Others, wise cast and retrieve, better spins and find them. As you turn right, you can walk across the boats all the way to Lafayette if you need to. Be safe. Fishing is really good there. Here's another one. The bass spawn was really good up at Old River. It appears along the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've been covering the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries since the early 1980s. And in recent times, I don't think I've seen the department morale at a lower point. Its leadership, your immediate predecessor, was left with criminal charges. The one before him resigned in disgrace with some mismanagement issues. You come in with a brand new, fresh start. Have you talked to your agency employees and kind of examined what's going on there and how you can help them do their jobs better?
So we've really dove into that with the leadership here at the department and made it a priority that we get our people the tools and resources that they need to be able to do their jobs better every day. And we're working to facilitate that day in and day out. And over time, I think you're going to see a great change and a great shift from this department and be able to really boost that morale.
That was Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary Madison Shahan talking about the morale at the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. I had an interview with her recently. It lasted probably almost 40 minutes, and we got a lot of ground covered, but we plan to get her back on. You'll hear some more of those cuts today and over the next couple of weeks, and I'd like to hear from you. How do you rate 1 to 10 so far? How is she doing as our new leader of the Secretary of the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries? She's young. She's, I would have to say, inexperienced in Louisiana. She is from North Dakota or South Dakota, I believe. I'm not sure which one. I think it was South Dakota. And she's been put in a very important and high-profile job here. And how do you think she's faring out so far? Use our text line, 504-260-1870. And we also take your fishing reports, your questions, your comments. Speaking of fishing reports, got one in from our buddy Blaine Salter. Following up from last week, he said the bottom is falling out fast in the Mississippi, which is a little unusual for this time of the year. But he's got reports late part of this week for freshwater fishing. Lake DeZalman, the fish are holding up really well on the northern end of the lake. Here's a tip. Bring a rake is the new term because you need to fish slightly exposed trees that are covered in lilies. Rake those lilies out of your way and drop it down. It's almost like ice fishing. I've done a little bit of that. South wind has all the lilies north, but that cools off a hot, shallow lake, and this has been the pattern. 1/32nd, 1/64-ounce jigs, slow the fall and fool them through the lilies, and you're going to find some fish. Old River, Morganza, Glenn Davis fished hard yesterday. Only caught two, but both were north of 2 pounds. That's talking Sakale now. We're about a week out, maybe 10 days of great fishing, as they'll stage under the piers really soon. Last year, they killed them. The patterns are looking familiar. 1/16-ounce, blue and white. Tight lining was the pattern. Glenn saw four other Sakale hunters, and none had more than five. All were huge fish. Hopefully, the big schools will follow soon. If you're fishing the basin with the river, diving down next weekend and the following, maybe the best this year in the Bayou Pigeon and Sorrel area. I got a fishing report fish are being caught in wider waterways like Grand Lake and Catfish, but they soon will have nowhere to hide. The moving, falling water will have the fishing on fire. From Henderson, reports all good. His dad, J.B. Salter, used to say is make sure you bring your own tree. Opelousas Bay under the interstate, fish are staging. And here's another tip. If the spray paint is on the columns, there's brush pile indicators. They'll find that with your live scope if you got one. Others, wise cast and retrieve, better spins and find them. As you turn right, you can walk across the boats all the way to Lafayette if you need to. Be safe. Fishing is really good there. Here's another one. The bass spawn was really good up at Old River. It appears along the Buttonwoods, millions turned loose, but that's not the bass. 4-inch bass, which appeared to be shad, were bass, which is great news as we hope Old River can get back to its good old days, and it's looking like it. He ends it with stay safe and hydrate. Good advice from my freshwater field reporter, Blaine Salter. All right, we got some text messages coming in. We're going to hear some more cuts, some clips, audio clips from our interview with Secretary of Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, Madison Shahan. And we'll be back to do it right after we pause 3 minutes right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Well, have you got a chance to get out and get you some red snapper yet? Boy, I tell you, the leaderboard for the CCA star, Gerald Peterson's the leader with a 25.06. That is one huge snapper. Joe Dwaron is in second right behind him, 24.82. And Molly Dwaron, 24.50. So it's real tight in the red snapper category. That'll be the first category ending because it ends when we reach the harvest quota, which right now we are sitting at about, well, this is through June 2nd, through 32.3% of the almost 1 million pounds have already been caught. It will continue running 7 days a week, 4 fish per person, 16-inch total length minimum until that harvest quota is estimated to be reached. And you'll hear about it right here on this show. All right, we're going to take a quick 10-second station ID pause, and when we come back, you'll hear some more words of wisdom from Madison Shahan, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary, after we let our local stations identify themselves on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Look, Don, we're looking at every option we can to make sure that we're balancing the need of our recreational fishermen as well as with the species that we're tasked with managing. And so we're looking at every option. You know, right now, as far as Gulf states go, you've got Texas, who has a 3-fish limit, Florida with 1, Mississippi and Alabama also with 3. And so we're sitting there right now with the highest limit. And I know that, you know, we're looking to balance it and make sure that we can get our limit back to 5. And over time, we'll be able to increase that working with our different partners throughout the state and, you know, our federal partners at NOAA and U.S. Fish and Wildlife. And
that is Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary Madison Shahan. That clip came from an interview I did with her earlier. And we'll be playing some more of those for rest of today's show and also maybe in the next couple of weeks. Asking you to give her a grade. How's she doing so far? 1 to 10. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary. I'll tell you this, the bar is not very high to surpass the last two and some others that have been in charge of one of the most important agencies here in the state. All right, she was talking about restoring our redfish limits and getting the population back up. Hopefully within, I don't know, it takes so long, the process after we prove, after the biologists prove that the stock is recovered. It's such a bureaucratic process to go through the public hearings and the commissions and the notice of intent and legislative oversight. I would say 3 to 5 years, maybe we can get the increase in the limits back. But if you haven't got the word, Robbie was talking about it earlier, spread the word. There's new limits. After many years of a 5-fish limit, it's been reduced to 4 per person. The slot size has been raised from 18 to 27 inches. It used to be 16, so anything under 18 has got to be live released. And bull reds, no keeping at all. 27-inch fish, you got to return them all. To possess them is illegal. And for the charter captains and their deckhands, they can participate in fishing, but they are not allowed to keep redfish on anyone's limit on their boat. Those are the new redfish regulations that went into effect on Thursday. All right, we take text messages. Let's see what we got coming in here this morning. Our buddy the Worm says, throw a shout-out to the mechanics in the CNS Hammond Garage. We just made 20 years without time lost due to an on-job injury. We work on the 18-wheelers that deliver the Winn-Dixie. Boy, we need you guys for sure. The boss says they get a steak dinner and maybe a fishing trip with you and Captain Mike Gallo. No fishing today. He's going to be using the new edger he got for Father's Day. Boy, that's like giving Mom a washing machine for Mother's Day. I don't know. Maybe he likes edging. Who knows? All right, if you want to shoot us a text, your reports, your comments, your questions, 504-260-1870. Let's see. Captain Ross L., he checks in with us pretty much every Saturday. He says the new regulations are in, but they're still catching. Sunday is a fun day. He's taking Mom, Dad, and his sister fishing. And as he always says, you can fish anywhere, but if you want to go catching, come on down to Louisiana. All right, here's one coming in from the Weave. Going to give the flounder a try this morning, Don, and you know where. Oh, do I ever. Kind of wish I was with you, Weave. Good luck, and send me a report and some pictures. Let me know if you find the big flatfish. Here's a comment on the bear season, which I'm going to be talking about soon. It says, leave the bears alone. Heading to Lafitte right now. Let's see. We got this one coming in. Don, last week, a black bear and two cubs showed up in the backyard of a resident in Saraland. The fishing is good in the Delta. Saraland, not from, far from my place over in Alabama. Yeah, black bears are on the rise, on the move. All right, if you got a question or a comment, text line is 504-260-1870. I got a score, a grade for Secretary Shahan. This one says, I'll give her a 5 for now. She seems to be saying some good things, but actions speak louder than words. To be continued. All right, we have this coming in from the backstrap stacker. The new director inherited a mess. Hopefully she learns fast and stays out of jail. Over here, it seems that every day we've seen someone drown in the rough surf from Gulf Shores to PCB. And y'all stay safe on the water. Booze and water don't mix. The PCB, that's not Pascagoula. Escapes me right now, the Florida beach over there. All right, anyway, yeah, and they also had a jubilee over there. Our friend David Hubble sent me some video, and some people got in trouble on that, and we'll probably talk about doing that on next week's Bad Boy Show. All right, we come back after this. We're going to hear some more from Secretary of Wildlife and Fisheries Madison Shahan. More fishing reports. Also going to talk a little bit about bears, bear season in Louisiana. First time in many, many years. We're back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
We've got a lot of big things going on here at the department. One of the biggest wins we have right now is our bear season that we're looking to implement. Obviously, the Louisiana black bear, being able to get it off the endangered species list and be able to move it to a hunting season is a great accomplishment.
No doubt. The comeback of the Louisiana black bear has been a great conservation effort, and so much to the point now where we can institute a season, and we will have one for the first time in many, many years. Here's the rundown on it. If you're going to be a bear hunter in Louisiana, you will need a $25 bear hunting license. That's going to be in addition to your basic license, and you'll need a bear harvest permit. Those permits will be awarded by lottery. And it's a $50 application fee. Now, that's one of the questions. I'm pretty sure, and I haven't been able to verify it yet, but I think that $50 is non-refundable. Most applications for lotteries I've put in, whether you get picked or not, you don't get your money back. So there's a money maker there. The Secretary of Department of Wildlife and Fisheries will be allowed to auction one of the permits to the highest bidder. And there's a limited number. I want to say it's around 10. It's very small. And it does allow for baiting of bears by properly licensed and permitted hunters. Now, it's going to be confined to Bear Management Area 4, which is Tensaw, Madison, East Carroll, West Carroll parishes, and portions of Richland, Franklin, and Catahoula. Season's going to begin on December 7th, run through December 22nd. It'll be restricted to the licensed Louisiana residents, no non-resident bear hunters, and all the successful applicants will have to attend a bear hunter training course. Another couple questions I got. Will this be extended to any WMAs that have good bear populations for the public? And if you get drawn for a permit, where do you take it? Do you have to contact the landowner in one of those parishes who has bears on his property and pay them for a bear lease? Not sure how some of those things are going to work. Anyway, we'll eventually get those questions answered. All right, let's get back to the text board. This one says, let's see. Oh, yeah, thank you for those of you reminding me that PCB is Panama City Beach. Of course, it could be Pensacola Beach, too, Panama City. But this was Florida, so that's going to be Panama City. All right, we Pensacola also, too. Huh? So both of them would be PCBs. All right, here's one that says 20 years safety to the worm and his crew. That's incredible. They deserve a fishing trip. And a question, is Proctor's Point still a good flounder spot this time of year? I didn't know if it was ever really a good flounder spot. It may have been if you've been there and you caught flounders. I have never had any success, as far as I remember, ever catching a flounder at Proctor's, and I fished there a good bit. All right, here's one that says, good morning. I would like to take a moment to wish Uncle Larry Roussel. A happy birthday. Now, yesterday was his big day. Happy birthday, Larry. He ate well with some ready, set, gumbo on hand. And David says he's curious to hear about the Alabama seafood recipe. You're not going to believe this, David, when I mention what this recipe is and what he used to win it. It's incredible. And we'll see. We got Chip Clement checking in. He's headed to Grand Isle delivering some offshore weights to Bent Rod Fishing Charters, then off to Gulfport to deliver some there. Sound like a work day for you, Chip. All right, we've got, let's see, another text coming in. Let's see, that was on the new Secretary of Wildlife and Fish. Some of these texts, if you can, try to keep them short, because if they're long and they go more than a few lines, then they get all kind of scattered around and out of place, and they're very difficult to read. Anyway, are you interested in the bear season? Would you want to hunt black bear in Louisiana? 504-260-1870. That is our text line. We're also going to be getting a report from Grand Isle. I understand they experienced some high water conditions down there, and a lot of the areas around Slidell. We'll talk to Captain Mike Gallo and Darrell Carpenter and find out how their lodges and their launches and all made out down there and what the conditions look like now for this weekend if you're planning on going fishing down there. We got pretty good forecast. They're calling for light winds, but as I mentioned earlier, it's been a tough week for the meteorologists predicting the proper wind speeds and directions and where the rain popped up and where it didn't, but they're calling for a northeast wind starting off today, about 5 to 10, pretty light, so even offshore might finally calm down a little bit. I think tomorrow's going to be a much better day for offshore. Tide range 1.8, got a lot of water rocking and rolling and moving. That's always a good thing. Also, I'm expecting maybe to get a call back from Robbie Campbell. If you headed down to Shell Beach this morning and you're looking for live bait, he suggested that there is a limited supply. He's going to have some, and if he notifies me before we go off there, when he runs out, I'll let you know, and you can make it an alternate stop at Tony Kutch's or up there by the on Paris Road. There's a couple of bait shops as you're headed down, because you don't want to go down all the way down to Shell Beach or Hopedale or Delacroix and find out you don't have any live bait. You're not going to double back and go all the way back up to the Paris Road. All right, we come back after this. Darrell Carpenter joins us. Find out how Grand Isle made out during this. I guess it was similar to what we get, storm tides, almost doing tropical depression type stuff. Winds weren't quite near that high, but had a lot of water moving across our beaches. We'll be back to chat with him right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, when you work and play along the lower coast, well, you got to deal with the weather when she gives you problems with those high winds and high tides, and they got plenty of that in Grand Isle this week. Let's check in with Darrell Carpenter and find out what the aftermath has left us. Darrell, what's going on in Grand Isle? How bad did it get? Was there any permanent damage? And what does it look like for the weekend?
No permanent damage that I'm aware of, Don. It's just nasty. I mean, this one had a lot of mud in it, so a lot of pressure washing, a lot of cleaning up. It was pretty bad. I mean, the highway, you know, they were just shy of closing the highway. The side streets, of course, all flooded. We had probably 8-10 inches of water under our place, which is very unusual. It normally takes a tropical storm to do that. As far as what has left us, I don't know, because we hadn't been on the water. I can tell you the boats I talked to yesterday said they ran everywhere and never found clean water. We did get a good satellite shot yesterday, and that satellite showed a pocket of clean water over to the east of Fort Bayou and around that Port Sulphur area, and that's where I'm headed, but I hadn't found the clean water yet.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's nice and calm out here this morning. Of course, we got that full moon, so you got a lot of tide action going on. But so far I hadn't found anything that I'd really want to fish in. But, you know, I know we had one boat out yesterday. They elected to go for redfish and hide from what wind we had left. We had a good hatch of redfish because they caught 40, 50 redfish. Of course, with the new regulations, they had to pick away. I think they brought 6 or 8 back. But there again, you know, the report was you almost had to have market bait because the water was stained and dirty everywhere you went. So, I mean, we don't know. I wish I had a good report to give you, Don. I wish I had something to tell you. But like I said, we've been off the water all week with the storm and, of course, cleaning up the last couple of days. So it's going to be an adventure. We got to go find some clean water.
Well, this is just a temporary bump in the road because you guys have really enjoyed an outstanding speckled trout season so far.
I think I've had since we started back full steam in April. I think I've had four, maybe five trips. It wasn't a boat limit. So, yeah, it's been a wonderful year.
Yeah, and redfish too?
Yeah, they're starting to show up. Yeah, all the reports I got, you know, from my Lafitte crowd is that, you know, they're moving south and it's starting to show up in big numbers.
What's the live bait situation down there? Now we're getting into, I believe they still got the rodeo going on down there this weekend, huh? Is it Creole Classic?
Yeah, they've got multiples. I'm fishing the Pipeline Association Rodeo. It looks like this storm ran our shrimp off. We have shrimp, plenty of them. The little baby tiny whites have shown up. The brown shrimp look like they pretty much left around the Grand Isle area. Catching plenty of them. Just remember, when you go to the bait stand and your bait's about the size of grass shrimp, don't cuss the bait guy. He can only catch what's out there.
That's right. He can only get what Mother Nature provides. Darryl, for people like yourself and maybe for other fishermen, some advice. If you find yourself in a situation like you get, you're frantically looking for some clean water to find some speckled trout and you just can't locate it, are there still any wrecks or close-in rigs that a small boater with the kind of light winds it looks like you got today could make it to go maybe pick up some mangroves or some other rig fish?
There's a few, Don, but there's not many. I mean, they've really wrecked that gulf as far as cleaning out our structure. You get over toward the Fouchon area, there's plenty of them right off the beach. I'm passing one of the passes now, and it looks calm. But what I saw, it'll probably be later this evening before it calms down, before I'd want to be out there, you know, in a small boat. But yeah, other than that, that Fouchon area's got the most structure left. You get anywhere around Grand Isle, the Sandy Point area, most of those rigs are gone. They're decimating our structures out there.
Got it. Well, Darryl, good luck to you and your guys today. Hope you find the clean water and the fish, and let me know if you do. Even before we get off the air, maybe give us some locations where we can maybe help some people out.
Well, you got to remember, too, Don, that there's fish in this dirty water. They're just harder to catch. The clean water makes it easy, so at some point we're going to stop and give it a try.
All right. In the meantime, somebody wants to get a hold of you, Darryl, and set up a trip with you, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Well, they can find me on your site, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. We've got realscreamers.com, or they can just pick up the phone and 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. We'll catch up with you next time.
Thank you, Don.
There he goes, off into the wild, wet yonder. You know, we were wishing my buddy Larry Roussel a birthday. You know, Larry's the guy who is responsible for the naming of my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. You see, back in a long, long time ago, a million years B.C., when he was in his first life, before he was in the food business, Larry worked in the plant, and he worked overnight. And they couldn't watch TV, but they listened to the radio in the plant. And he would tell the other workers, they says, "Hey, man, turn the radio on. We got to listen to that outdoors guy." And the name stuck ever since. And got to meet Larry, became very good friends, and fished with Larry, got to meet his family. A heck of a guy, and he's got some really good products with the Ready Set Gumbo and the Stew and a Few and his spices and seasonings that he makes. Check it out. It's called Uncle Larry's, and wish him a happy birthday. All right, here's one that says, "Good morning, Don. I do not understand the reason for baiting any wild game. We always stress the term fair chase in hunting. This is not fair chase. Just feeding the bears in to shoot them. Just common sense." That's Gus. It's not for everyone, to each his own. You do not have to bait. It's not a law. You can hunt any way you like, within the legal limits of daytime hours and not using lights and during the seasons. But as far as the method you use, stalk, fair chase, or if you decide to bait like they do for deer, well, that's up to the individual, you know. It's in the eye of the beholder. All right, we come back. We are going to hear some more clips from the Secretary of Wildlife and Fishery, Madison Shahan. We want you to rate her, 504-260-1870. Bad Boys and the Wildest Recipe You've Ever Heard That Won a National Seafood Award. Back with all of that on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.